It's always fun to find new music, and today we're not only going to hear new music, but new artists, fresh voices in Southern gospel music, and we have some established artists to help us get to know the new artist even better and kind of get a stamp of approval from Gordon Moat and Libby Perry Stuffle of the Parents.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
On today's show, we've got a wonderful group, a trio that I've heard some great tunes from, and I want to let Gordon Moat welcome these guys because Gordon, obviously no stranger to this broadcast and no stranger to gospel music. Not only is he the talented studio musician, and we've also known him as the talented vocalist that he is, bringing, and I, the more I hear Gordon, the more I think, wow, he's great on piano, but my goodness, he's good at the vocals too. The producing side is what many people don't see because that's a behind the scenes type of job anyway, but there's so much that goes into producing, and I think one of the joys that any producer has is finding new talent and being able to pull that sound together, or maybe even challenge those singers in different directions, which is what Gordon has done here with 11th Hour, the group that we're talking to. So welcome, Gordon, and welcome 11th Hour.
Hey, yeah, Daniel, I am so excited about this group. I was the first time that I really heard about them, I was in Europe. We were on a vocal band tour, and I had been gone for a week and a half or so, ready to come home. And I got this email from Dara Epinet, which is the mama. And she said that they loved what I did and wanted to know if I'd be interested in producing this group called 11th Hour. And I said, well, I'd love to hear, you know, what they sound like. See what, you know, before I would commit to doing anything. And she took me, gave me a YouTube link. And the first song I heard of theirs was a song called Adam's Fall that Amber had written. Amber is a wonderful writer and just brilliant. And only 20 years old. I think she was 18, almost 19 when we went and cut. But anyway, I heard the song and I was like, holy cow, this is unbelievable. What a great sound. And it was a live recording. And I just, at that very moment, I said, Lord, I don't know why you have caused this to land in my lap, but I will take it. And I am very thankful. And so we went in, we made this great, what I believe is a great record for any album in someone's career, but especially for this group to debut with an album as good as this. They are so talented. They are from Louisiana. You are going to love them. I can't say enough about how talented they are. And not only are they very talented singers and writers, but they are some of the very best people you could ever want to know. A sweet family. And I'll let them introduce themselves to you.
Yeah, we've got three sitting around the table right now. It's a trio, a guy and two girls. So tell us who you are and tell us how you're related and tell us about Louisiana and home for you.
Well, I am Amber Epinet. Louisiana is basically flatlands, and that is all that I can say. A lot of flatlands, a lot of grass, a lot of cotton fields and mosquitoes.
And good Cajun food.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
My name is Justin Morfis. I actually live in Arkansas. I'm a Razorback fan. So,
and he can call the hogs. Let's hear it. Come on, Justin.
Woo, pigs, do it.
That's good.
I am Candace Jordan, and I am unfortunately a Tiger fan, but we do have some good Cajun food down here. We got some good crawfish and boudin.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
When they sing together, Daniel, it is magic.
Wow.
And those of you who have not heard them, you are in for a real treat.
Here's 11th Hour on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Glorious day will soon be coming. Golden harps are gonna be strumming when we gather around the Savior's throne with Him. We will say goodbye, no never, 'cause we'll live up there forever when we gather round the Savior's throne with Him. No more tears are gonna be falling when I hear my Jesus calling. Open arms are waiting yonder, come on in. The golden streets are gonna be glowing, the river of life is gonna be flowing when we gather round the Savior's throne with Him. Gather round the Savior's throne with Him. Heaven's bells are gonna be ringing, all the redeemed are gonna be singing when we gather round the Savior's throne with Him. And no more tears are gonna be falling when I hear my Jesus calling. Open arms are waiting yonder, come on in. Golden streets are gonna be glowing, the river of life is gonna be flowing when we gather round the Savior's throne with Him. No more tears are gonna be falling when I hear my Jesus calling. Open arms are waiting yonder, come on in. Golden streets are gonna be glowing, the river of life is gonna be flowing when we gather round the Savior's throne with Him. When we gather round the Savior's throne with Him.
A fresh sound in gospel music, 11th hour. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and they're joining us right now, along with Gordon Mote, their producer, and Gordon is here to help introduce 11th hour to all of us. So tell me how you guys came together. Tell us about the beginning of the group 11th hour. Was that the name in the beginning, and what's the family relation here?
Well, there's no relation. We all basically grew up together, and I'll tell you, like I tell anybody else, it was definitely a God thing. I sung solo for years, and I did contemporary music. And I was at a revival with my father preaching, and God just impressed it on my heart to start a group. And at that point in time, I just wasn't happy with my music career. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to follow you. And He said, you need to start a group. And I said, are you kidding me? Who am I going to get? And He first impressed it on my heart to ask Candace, which is my best friend. And she's been my best friend for years. And her father is the associate pastor at our church that my dad pastors. And she had never sung anything. And I said, are you sure, God? And He said, yes, I'm sure. And I asked her, and she said, well, let me pray about it. And she come back, and here we are 5 years later, and she's singing harmony parts and singing leads, and she's just got that innocent, sweet voice that no one can miss. And I followed the Lord, and He has blessed, and I'm ready to go wherever He leads.
Wow.
They just picked me up on the side of the road.
We did. We picked Justin up on the side of the road.
I've heard of more bandmates being joined together that way than I can remember, so that must be something to that.
Yeah, it must be.
But Justin, his family and my family, when Dad was not pastor in a church, he was on the road with a group called Pure Heart. And we would sing at a lot of the same places that Justin's family, the Morphis family, would sing at. And we're just all good friends. We all grew up together. And I count it a privilege and an honor to be able to travel with my dear friends.
We're talking to 11th Hour, and the project that we're referring to is simply titled Gather Round. It's produced by Gordon Mote. It's on the RSI record label, RSI Music Group. Tell me about your working with Gordon and maybe how he challenged you in the studio, how that relationship works, because people, again, as we said at the onset of this interview, that's a behind-the-scenes kind of job, so sometimes we don't even know anything beyond the word producer, what that even means.
Well, I can say from my experience with Gordon is a fantastic guy, and he was so easy to work with in the studio. I used to do a lot of demo work for different people and things like that, and you go in and you kind of do things on your own, and it was really my first time being in the studio with someone like Gordon to actually, you know, challenge us and take us to places that we've never really been before. And he done it in such an easy way. Of course, he'd sing you to death. He'd make you do it 10 times. But he's such a wonderful guy to work with, and hope we get to do it again.
So, Gordon, when you heard, we talked about what you heard that really captured your ear. When you get these guys in the studio, obviously, I think it's a balancing act, if I can speak for you a little bit there. You have ideas. You know music. You know what the marketplace is asking for. You also know what works best in ministry situations. But you don't want to get maybe, I don't know, too involved, because you don't want to ruin their natural identity as a group. Does that make sense, what I'm asking?
Absolutely. You have to make sure that it's their personality that you capture, but you want to make sure that they are the very best they can be on the album. You want them to grow as singers, and you want them to have confidence that when they hear this back, they can say, hey, we actually went in and did that. That's, you know, and you want them to be proud of it. I certainly want to be proud of it if I'm going to put my name on it, but we worked really hard. But these guys, I mean, they can sing. I mean, they really can. And I have been in situations, both in Christian music and secular music, where it's been really hard to get it the way to get it as good as it needs to be for the commercial market. Hmm. But actually, with these kids, it was fun. It wasn't work. I mean, I can sing something to one of those kids, and they can just sing it back to me, except they can sing it a lot better than I did. I can give them ideas, and then they just take it and go their own way. So it's fun. You know, as a producer, you do want to make sure that their personality is in check, and you keep that. But you want to help them realize that they can do so much more than they think. Yeah. What I was impressed with, Daniel, when I heard of them, was not just their blend and their singing, but their writing. You know, to be as young as they are and to be writing at a level that they are. And Amber, tell me, I think we found three or four outside tunes, but six or seven of the tunes you wrote and with your dad, and just fantastic, Daniel. I wish you could see them in concert. I wish you could be in the room with them, spend time with them.
Yeah.
Because as great as they sound on their project, they are even better people to be around.
Well, it looks like, and Amber, fill me in here. It looks like about six out of these tunes are written by you.
Yes, sir.
So where do you draw, I mean, the experience that you have in writing, and I know you said you've dabbled in other works of music as well. So, I mean, is that come easy for you, or are there kind of up days and down days, as a lot of songwriters talk about? Some days you just feel like you can't write fast enough for the thoughts to come out of the ink pen, but the other days you kind of have to maybe use some tools to craft a song.
Well, I will be honest with you, Daniel, if I may. Yeah. I don't have much experience in writing. I have written a lot of songs on my own and with my father, but as far as writing with other writers or having any select tool, I don't really have any. It's all been a God thing. It's all been by inspiration through him. And you do hear these writers say, man, I just can't get to a pen enough to write down what I'm thinking. It's just all jumbling together. I have felt that, but I have also been at points and times where I didn't get one word out in my head when I would try to sit down and write. And that's how I was before Adam's Fall come. I had just written a lot of the inspirational type songs, which are good, but I wanted some that had a lot of biblical meat behind it. And I wanted something that talked about the salvation of Jesus to make it plain and simple for everybody to just reflect on and just to remember that point in time of salvation in their life. And I got in our studio at the house one day and I just started playing the melody. And then I just started crying, and God just said, Amber, I'm about to give you the song you've asked for. And then 2 hours later, I had Adam's Fall written down. And it was just one of those things. It was definitely by inspiration through him. The word condemnation that's used in the song Adam's Fall, that wasn't even in my vocabulary. I didn't really understand the full meaning of condemnation. And so I had to look back on what that word meant, because God gave it to me. And that just shows how much of a God thing it is. And I'm so privileged and honored that God would use me to write. And hopefully soon I will get with a lot of the writers in Nashville and start co-writing and some things like that with them. And I'm just excited of the opportunities that these songs have opened up for us.
I will never forget when he knocked at my heart's door. I'm so glad Jesus saved me. I love walking with my Lord. Now I'm his and he's mine. He's with me all the time. When my race is run and my life ground has been won, I can hardly wait to step through those
Britt and Friends, today featuring a new group. It's 11th Hour, and Gordon Mote is also with us. Gordon produced the project, and the website is 11thHourGospelGroup.com, and 11th is 11th, okay? So there you go when you spell that out. You guys, again, as you're traveling now, as you're getting calls to come and sing and do shows and minister in churches, is there, with Gordon on the line here, a guy who's experienced it, both the studio side but the traveling side, is there something you'd like to say? Gordon, we love you, but you did not prepare us for this part of road life.
He did not prepare me to travel with two girls.
Hey.
There's no book you can read to get ready for that.
He did not prepare me to, you know, have all my venues on time. And you know, things like that. That's what he didn't prepare me for.
You should talk to Ben Isaacs about that. I think he struggles with that too.
No, as far as traveling wise, you know, I've traveled singing gospel music the majority of my life with my family. I traveled full time on the road with the Men of Music out of Mobile, Alabama for about 2.5 years, and really cut my teeth in actual ministering with them. And we just have fun on the road, you know, we have a good time. And it's always nice to come home. I have a wife and 3 kids that I miss dearly when I'm on the road, but I'm glad that they understand that, you know, that God's called us to do this. You know, it's when God calls you to do something, he always makes a way. And yes. You know, it's great. We have a good time.
11th hour. You guys obviously have a mission in what you're doing here. And I think that's evident in the songs that we're hearing. But when you get together with talent and with mentors and people who really invest them, and like Gordon, in producing this project, obviously at some point you probably get together and you have a lot of time on the road and downtime, I'm sure, to say, let's just knock heads together and say, how can we do this in the best effective way? Or how can we do this and reach a slightly different audience than maybe your traditional gospel group or gospel trio in this case reaches people? So do you ever have those moments of how can we do this creatively, a little bit differently, maybe so we can go in some different areas?
Oh yeah, we talk about that constantly. We are always, you know, we want to be the best that we can be for our God. We want to do the best of our abilities, and we're constantly, you know, we sit around and we talk about how we can better ourselves. And we, you know, while we're on the road, we practice, you know, we sing together. Anything we sing anything together, and we really gel pretty good together. You know, if Amber takes a lead, me and Candace know automatically where to go, and if Candace takes a lead, me and Amber knows where to go. And we try to, you know, we just try to be the best that we can for our God. You know, he went all the way for us, and we want to go all the way for him and do the best that we can do. Mm-hmm.
I would say about these wonderful people, Daniel, they have a great support group, not only Justin's family, but Candace has a wonderful family that really are behind her. And of course, Amber's mom and dad. And Amber has a brother that at one time was part of the group. He is a policeman in their area, and his work just got to where it took so much of his time, and with his family and work and whatnot, it was hard for him to travel. And then that's when Justin came in, and Justin is such an incredible talent, and they sounded great, you know, before that as well. It's always been surprising to me how well the girls blend with whoever they're singing with. And when Justin came in, he's such a good blender too. It was a lot of fun working with them and trying different things, and they were always willing to try whatever it was. But their character is the most important part of what they do, and they've had, as we say in the South, they've had some good raisin. And they have a wonderful support group that prays for them and helps them financially. And if you go to see 11th Hour in concert, Daniel, it's something, it's incredible. They kind of remind me of like a Crab Family type thing, maybe the Hensons. Uh-huh. A lot of energy, but great harmony. They are so exuberant on stage. They are way into what they're doing. And as they said, they want to serve their God the very best that they can. And so if 11th Hour is anywhere in your area, I would encourage you to go see them, buy their project, because it is fantastic. I mean, I still listen to it and think, wow, that's pretty fantastic. There's some talent. There's a lot of talent in that group.
And you can find it at 11thHourGospelGroup.com, the project, the tour schedule. Of course, I haven't heard much music come out of Louisiana that I didn't like. So, I mean, you get something really cool when you pair that up in Monroe, Louisiana. You share the hometown of some great people in gospel music, too. So that doesn't hurt. Guys, thanks for taking time to sit around with us. Again, that's Amber, Candace, and Justin, 11th Hour, and Gordon Mote who produced this, also taking time to talk with us today. You guys, I can't wait to hear more good stuff come from your part of the country.
Well, thank you so much.
Daniel Britt and Friends.
I'm Daniel Britt. Thanks for listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. And again, today's show is a little bit different, but coming from the angle of bringing in some established artists like Gordon Mode and then my next guest, Libby Stuffel of the Perrys, and let them introduce to all of us somebody they've encountered along the road somewhere or in the studio that has a great talent but is still new and fresh and, well, just an introduction to their talent for us. Joining me right now, of course, in gospel music, you know the family group, the Perrys, and you know Libby has been a mainstay of that group for so long and has established not only her name, but the Perrys' name in gospel music as just a driving force in our field. And Libby, as many of these artists are now doing, as in addition to what the group is doing, Libby has a solo project out, and we want to hear from this solo project here on the show. But welcome, Libby Stuffel, to the program. Libby, it's good to talk to you.
Hey, thank you, Daniel. Appreciate you taking the time out for this. And yeah, I do have a solo project out. It's been out a little over a year, and it was not by my choice that I recorded it. I when the record company and Tracy and Bill Bailey approached me about it, I was like, y'all are crazy. I am not a solo singer. I do not want to do an album by myself. And I said, I love singing with the guys that I sing with. And I said, I'm not comfortable doing a solo CD. And finally they kept on and they said, you have no choice. You're going to do it. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I did. And which is not, you know, a full blown solo CD. That's what a lot of artists have. I brought back five or six songs that I'd previously recorded on other albums that we get requests for every night. And so I wanted to do that where people could have those. And then I did five or six new songs and then brought in guest artists that I've always wanted to sing with. And Tracy said, I don't know if that should give me a complex or not. And I said, no. I said, you know, you see people out there and you say, oh, I'd love to sing just one song with them one day. And so I got to fulfill that bucket list of some of the people. And it's really been a great thing. I'm kind of shocked, you know, when I see the album nominated and all of these different award things. And
that's cool.
I was kind of like, you know, this is crazy.
What is your, it's probably hard to pick, and I know this is an unfair question. What's one of the highlights of the CD or one of your favorite moments on that CD?
Well, I really had two moments, but, and one of those is I actually got to bring in my brother and sister, who we were the original Perry. We had not recorded anything together in studio in over 20 something years. And so I got to bring them in and do a song that Joseph Habedank and Matthew Holt and Wayne Hahn wrote for me for this particular album. And so that was a highlight moment for me. But a lot of people don't realize and don't know, and I don't talk about it a lot, but I'm a big bluegrass fan. And I love bluegrass. And so a song that I sang, oh gosh, all my life growing up was Jesus Hold My Hand. And me and my mom used to sing it coming back from singings and stuff late at night. And so I wanted to kind of do something, pay tribute to her and honor her. And so I put this song on there, but I kind of made it a little bluegrassy. So I brought in some of my friend that they're incredible, incredible singers, Daly and Vincent, and which they're bluegrass. And so that was probably my most highlighting moment of the whole CD, because I never dreamed that that would ever happen.
Well, it's a cool sound, and you've got it here now. Libby Stuffel of the Perrys, solo, by herself, with some help from friends, though, and it's a time for her to shine on Daniel Britt and Friends.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, of course, my friend Libby Stuffel of the Perrys here, and you've just become such a wonderful figure in gospel music, and I kind of get this image here with you and your husband and the Perrys and these guys that you really are, in a great sense, the mama of the group. I can just see it. You know when to put your foot down, and I think they would, yes, ma'am, nod their heads and follow your lead. Is this true?
Are you saying that I could be mean?
No, I'm just saying that you could have great authority when you chose to use it.
You know what? I really do sometimes. Well, as a matter of fact, all the guys that are on the bus, I am actually older than their moms. And so, yeah, the guy, you know, I do sometimes feel like, you know, a mom, and, you know, especially when you have to maybe pick up after them and wipe the toilet seat and all this stuff, you know, you're like, okay, you know, but I love traveling with them, and they're just a great bunch of guys. And, I really don't have a lot of, issues with them or anything like that. I mean, they're just really, really great guys. And, you know, They mind me pretty well, so, but they know when I get the look on my face that if I have this certain look, that it leaves me a long time.
Yeah. Don't mess with me.
Don't mess with me.
Well, as you travel, and you do a lot of traveling with the Perrys, you come across you know, different places to eat, different landmarks in our country that you probably, you know, dreamed of seeing as a child because you only saw them in textbooks or whatever, or on TV. And you also meet some wonderful people along the way, including some other great talent. And part of our show today is to introduce some talent that's out there that maybe we haven't met yet or heard about, but you guys have heard and you want to bring to our attention. And we have Bethany Ellis on the line as well. Somebody that tell us, how did you meet Bethany? And first of all, Bethany, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Just great. Libby, you tell us how you two met, and then we'll talk to Bethany.
Well, the first time I ever remember seeing Bethany was at our former piano player, Matthew Holt, at his church, Long Heights Baptist in McKenzie, Tennessee. And she was sitting on the front row. And I didn't really realize she could sing. And I think maybe through that, after the concert that night, we started talking and she, you know, was telling me that she sang and stuff. And then Matthew Holt, our former piano player, works at Bethel University there in McKenzie. Mm-hmm. And she was actually going to school there. And so talking to him and stuff, he was like, yeah, I said, she's a really great singer. And so one night we were singing, I don't even remember where, and we brought her up on stage with us. And I think she sang Did I Mention? And absolutely just destroyed it. I mean, just was incredible. And so, you know, I love new talent. I love, especially young people, and I believe in giving these kids a chance because somebody gave us a chance.
Yeah.
And she's just, I mean, just phenomenal. I mean, I couldn't get over it. I was like, wow, you know. And we've become really good friends and stuff since then. And she is just, and she really works at trying to better herself every day, and that's something that I think as an artist you have to try to do.
And Bethany, you're from McKenzie, Tennessee, is that right?
Yes, sir, I am.
You always live there?
I have for 25 years now.
Yeah. And so how did you grow up singing or listening to gospel music or what?
I did. I told somebody the other day, there's not a time that I don't remember in my house where somebody wasn't playing the piano or singing around the piano, and it just really got me started. And it was always the good old time gospel music, you know, the great ones like Libby and Vestal, you know, the good songs like God Walks the Dark Hills and everything, and that just got me started. And I knew that one day that's what God had planned for my life.
And we're there at the school, and that's Cumberland Presbyterian School, I notice. And honestly, correct me if I'm wrong here, but we don't have a whole lot of Presbyterians in gospel music. So I see you guys have a quartet put together with Matthew and yourself and two others. Is this what we consider a traditional Southern gospel quartet, or do you do a different kind of church music?
No, we're definitely traditional Southern gospel music. We have a program here at the university where students are scholarship to sing, mm-hmm. and one of the programs is the Southern Gospel Division. So that's a great thing for kids, you know, who are looking for a place to come that are into Southern gospel music like I was. And I found Matthew, of course, Matthew and I grew up together. And he, you know, asked me if I wanted to be in the trio, and I got started in the Southern Gospel Trio. And then as I graduated and moved on, there became a place for me in the quartet, and we travel everywhere singing the traditional Southern Gospel music, and we've been to the MQC and places like that, and it's just been one of those blessings that you just kind of fall into, but, you know, that God has meant for you there.
Sure. You've done something solo now. Tell me how this process came about, because you're working at the college, you're working with the trio and the quartet, and we've heard about Libby, how she was forced into solo work. So talk about what your ideas, your plans are for embarking on a solo career, or are you looking for a group, or just open for whatever?
Well, I originally started off as a soloist. Of course, I've been singing my whole life with a group, with my family group. But then in 2009, I entered the
talent contest in Jackson, Tennessee, Big Song Fest that Livy and them are going to be at Thursday night, which I'm so excited. I actually entered the contest and I won. And with that came a Daywind recording contract, and I got to record a solo CD there. And then I just decided, you know, I think after Matthew asked me to be in the quartet that this is what I like. You know, I don't really see like singing by myself anymore. But you get to have fun on stage with the guys and they're always crazy. So I'm the only girl in the group. And that's just what I really want to do right now is to sing in a quartet, you know. And that's what I'm waiting for right now is, you know, for it's kind of harder for a woman to get into Southern gospel music. You know, usually it's a family thing. And but that's definitely one thing that I look forward to in my future, singing with the group.
So, Libby, I mean, if you ever need to take time off, you know she's just a phone call away, right?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, and that's a good thing is knowing, you know, people like Bethany that you could call at the drop of a hat and say, hey, you know what, I can't go this weekend. Can you go? And she would be there within 2 seconds. She would be like, yeah,
no, I'll go.
Because she loves what she does.
That's right.
but she loves what she does, and it shows when she sings. You can see the countenance on her face when she sings that, first of all, she knows what she's singing about. Second of all, she enjoys it, and that makes a big difference. You see a lot of singers out here that sometimes you see the look on their face, and you're like, wow, they look like they're being pushed to do this, and that is definitely not the case with Bethany. I mean, she absolutely eats, sleeps, and breathes singing.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with our featured artist today, introduced to us by Libby of the Perrys. Her name is Bethany Ellis from McKenzie, Tennessee.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain? Trying to hold on. Now you're down in the valley, looking up to the sky, and you're praying, Lord, you know what's best, but I don't understand why. But if you Prayers have been answered. My sickness
The sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew, things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew.
Bethany Ellis, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and some great sounds today. In fact, Libby Stuffel's with us, helping introduce Bethany to you. And Libby, this is I don't know if singers like this kind of question, and so neither one of you may really like it or want to be, you know, answering this kind of question. But when you go like to a lot of these places online to buy music now, you will have this little phrase that says, buy this if you like this artist, or this artist, or sounds like blank. So Libby, I'll put you to the test here. For the person who likes fill in the blank, they would really like Bethany's sound. Who do you think she sounds like, or who would she appeal to for fans of another group?
Wow. I mean, I would say that if you like my singing, that you would love Bethany, but Bethany is so much better of a singer than what I am. And so, she has her own style. Mm. So if you like the Vessel Goodman style, then you would love Bethany. If you love, say, Karen Peck style, you would love Bethany. I mean, she hits all between there. Mm. And I mean, she just has a deep, strong voice. And it just, I mean, I would say if you like my singing, you would love Bethany, but she's so much better of a singer than what I am. So, yeah, to compare her to somebody, that would be hard to do.
Yeah. Bethany, how's that make you feel?
I don't know if I can talk. No, listen, Libby has always been special to me. And just to hear somebody that I've looked up to for, you know, all these years, to see her just sing on stage and wish, you know, wow, I wish I could just be right there with her. To hear her say that, I mean, it's the greatest honor that any artist could ever have. And I was glad I got to hear that. And she's right. I do sing a lot like Libby because she has been one of my greatest influences, her and Vestal Goodman. And it's just, gosh, I don't know what to say. She's just got me all tore up.
Did you ever get a chance to meet Vestal?
I didn't. My grandmother did, and she got to sing with her one time, but I never got the chance to meet Vestal. But she was my grandfather's favorite, and I knew everything about that lady.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears. Amazing grace. Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my amazing grace, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like the flood, His mercy reigns, unending love. Amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called us here below will be forever mine. He will be forever mine. Lord, you are forever mine.
Fresh face and sound here in gospel music, Bethany Ellis from McKenzie, Tennessee. Introduced to us by Libby Stuffel of the Perrys, and both Bethany and Libby are joining me right now on Daniel Britt and Friends. Well, listen, Bethany, it's good to talk to you. And do you have a website or a way people can get in touch with you and call you up and say, hey, I'd like you to come sing for us?
Yeah, I do have a website. It's under construction right now. It'll be up in August, and it's BethanyEllisMinistries.com. And if anybody's trying to get a hold of me, I have an email, you know, LSB, and it's at my work, but it's lsb@bethelu.edu. And they can call me anytime and email me. I'm available to, you know, come and sing or just to talk with me about everything that's going on.
Mm. And so tell me what your role is there at Bethel.
I'm actually the financial aid director right now, financial aid counselor, excuse me. Uh-huh. I work with helping students get here and doing their financial aid. I did work with Renaissance for a while and recruiting, and God moved me up to a different position, so I'm helping getting them money to get here now.
Absolutely. Hey, Libby, what were you going to say?
Bethany also has Facebook, so you can look her up on Facebook and Twitter. And so for those that maybe, I've got so used to Facebook now that I don't go to a lot of websites. I go to people's Facebook.
Yeah.
And but you can look her up through Facebook and Twitter. And also something else that maybe you might want to use, Bethany has lost, 119 pounds?
125 as of today.
Wow.
Yeah, 125.
Wow.
And so she's taken on a whole new look, and that's something that's not easy to do, especially with what we do in gospel music and stuff, our hours and stuff. And so that is a major accomplishment that people, I think, should know. And I think that would encourage a lot of people to, you know, to stay with eating healthy.
And Bethany, I'm sure as you're looking at the future and you're picking songs and you're deciding what to sing, songs are great, and you can sing old songs if you want to, but approaching it with your unique story, I think, is what appeals to audiences. It's what makes the Perry is what makes the Perrys the Perrys, is because they're not somebody else. They are who they are, you know. And the Goodmans, what made the Goodmans the Goodmans, and what makes the quartets the different quartets. And so I think you know, your story and being transparent, like you have been with us today, even, is just, that's cool. And congratulations.
Thank you. You know, and like, you know, I'm starting another project right now, and it's horrible looking for songs, as I'm sure Libby can tell you, looking for songs, and that you just have to go through so many to find the perfect 10 to fit on a CD. And, you know, you get all these good artists and everything, and they have these phenomenal songs, and you're like, how do they do it? And I've been doing that process, and it's just an overwhelming thing. But the thing is, you know, I don't want to record a song that doesn't touch me in some way.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to have that story, and it's got to be able to reach other people. And that's my main goal, is to reach other people, like the Perrys and the Goodmans, and everybody did me. And, I mean, if it wasn't for Libby and Tracy, I mean, after he had his heart attack and lost all his weight,
yeah,
you know, it just inspired me that I needed to get healthy.
Yeah.
And with her there, you know, helping me through everything, and of course God, you know, that just gave me the strength to want to do that and to change my life, you know, and just to make that difference and that life change.
But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around mission to his will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay.
Bethany Ellis, very well spoken, and I can't wait to see more exciting things come from you. And Libby, thanks for introducing her to us.
Hey, I'm all about new artists, and especially young people coming up, because, you know, I look at like our fan base and stuff, and we're getting older, and I'm not seeing, you know, too many young people that are really interested in singing. And when you do find them, I think that every artist should do everything they can to encourage them to pursue, you know, their dream of if this is what they want to do. And especially when they have the talent like Bethany's got, that, I mean, they're just phenomenal. And, you know, I just really believe we should push these people and get them out there every way that we can, to let people know, hey, they're here, you need to listen to them.
Yeah.
And so I hope that's what happens with this, and with Bethany, that she will see nothing but just great things come out of this.
Libby Stuffel of the Perrys and Bethany Ellis. And by the way, you can learn more about the Perrys at perrysministries.com. That's perrysministries.com. And again, Bethany, your website, which will be up soon, is where?
Is BethanyEllisMinistries.com. I'm also on Facebook. You can find me under Bethany Ellis. Or on Twitter, you can find me. My name is Beth Ellis Togo.
Bethany Ellis and Libby Stuffel here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Thanks, ladies, for joining me.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel, Britt, and Friends.